Welcome to Early Birds Club for kids' bedtime stories. Listen to stories filled with love, moral values, and inspiration. Shabri Ke Ram, written by Tulika Singh. Long ago, there was a village set amidst green forest. Today, the village was filled with sounds of drums, dholes, laughters and giggles of children playing. All the arrangements of the sweets and grand feast was complete for the festivities to begin. At one corner of the village, there were hundreds of animals ready to be sacrificed for the feast. Today was Shabri's wedding. She was the chief hunter's daughter. Since her childhood, Shabri had been a compassionate and a loving girl. With all the festivities and fun, Shabri was sad today because she felt responsible for the animals and to save them. That night, she ran away from home and spent the night in the forest. Next day, Shabri wandered into a beautiful spot near Pampa Lake. She was surprised to see that the wild animals in that part of the forest were living so peacefully. The place was very serene and magical, and upon looking closely, she realized that this place was Matang Muni's ashram. The amazing peace and harmony was due to his penance. Shabri was sure that this is the place she would like to live forever. However, being a hunter's daughter, she thought, "I belong to a low-born family. Maybe saints would not accept my services, so I would serve them secretly." With that intent, Shabri started cleaning the ashram before sunrise every day. Rishis woke up every morning to a clean ashram, fresh fruits and flowers. They wondered as to who did their work. One morning, Matang Muni faked to meditate and caught Shabri while she was cleaning. Muni smiled and asked, "Who are you?" "Scared," Shabri said. "I am your servant," Muni asked. "But why are you hiding?" Shabri said, "Life of service is filled with joy, but we should not show it off." Matang Muni was surprised to hear such nice thoughts from a young Shabri. He asked her to stay in the ashram and help them. With time, Shabri became Matang Muni's favorite disciple. This closeness brought jealousy among some rishis and they left the ashram. One day, early in the morning, as Shabri was sweeping the path, a rishi's foot touched the broom by mistake. The rishi became angry and insulted Shabri with hurting words. The rishi who had insulted Shabri was going to Pampa Lake for his morning bath. As soon as the rishi entered the lake for bath, the water turned blood red and infected with worms. Matang Muni came to know the situation at the lake and said, "Only Shabri's purity can clean the water." Shabri took Matang Muni's word and went to take bath in the lake. As soon as she entered the water, the lake crystallized and became clean again. In the ashram, Matang Muni used evening time to narrate stories to the disciples. Shabri loved this time as she got to hear stories about Lord Rama. She listened to them with great interest and envisioned Lord Rama's journey mentally. One day, Matang Muni called Shabri and said, "Shabri, all my life I called Rama, but he never came. But I can see you are the fortunate one. Shabri, one day Lord Rama will come to this ashram looking for Sita Mata. Serve him with all your heart." Years has passed since that evening. Shabri was old now. Matang Muni had left for the heavens. Shabri devotedly awaited and prepared the ashram for Lord Rama's arrival as she believed in her guru's words. People started calling her mad and often laughed at her. She simply ignored them and waited in patience. One evening, the wait was over for Shabri. Lord Rama arrived at the Pampa Lake and finally at the ashram. The moment Shabri saw Lord Rama and Lakshmana at her doorsteps, joy knew no bounds. She welcomed and seated them with great honor, washed their feet with her tears. Shabri said, "Lord, you are so kind to come and meet me. I am poor. I have nothing to offer you. I have some freshly plucked berry fruits for you. Please accept them as my gift to you." Saying so, Shabri tasted the sweetness of each fruit and offered it to Rama. The Lord praised and ate her fruits lovingly. Lakshman, Rama's brother, on the other hand, considered them unworthy of eating as they were already tasted by Shabri. Shabri gave her guru's message to Lord Rama that he is soon going to meet the monkey king Sugriva, who would help him to get back to Sita Mata. She also mentioned that Sugriv lived at Mount Rishimukh with his army of monkeys. Lord Rama smiled and said, "Mother, your words have given me so much peace and assurance. Please ask for a boon. I shall fulfill it." Shabri said, "O Lord, I want to give up my whole body in your presence and be with you always." Sri Rama smiled. "So be it, Mother." Shabri's heart filled with love, eyes full of tears of happiness, bowed to Lord Rama and gave up her body in his presence and reached his eternal home. Moral of the story: with patience, faith, hard work, and having belief in oneself, anything is achievable in this world. Sleep early, wake up early for a positive and successful life. Good night.